Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I'm so excited. We have a guest tonight, John Mason. Many of you know who John is. Many of you have never met him before, but John is a leader to leaders. I told him that a long time ago. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. John and Linda and their family have been lifelong friends to us and our ministry. And John has a ministry to business people and business leaders. And so I asked him, and he was so kind to say yes, if he would give a word to those of you that have a business or want to start a business or are part of a business, how you should be responding to this season we're all going through. So join me now as I welcome John Mason. John, thank you.
Hey, Pastor. So good to be with you.
We're excited.
I'm at home talking to you from my dining room table.
Isn't this awesome?
It is. It's unique, and I actually kind of enjoy it.
It's awesome. Thank God for technology.
I know. It only took me probably 5 times longer than it would have taken my son to connect, but we're here.
You know how that goes, John. When I have a problem with my phone, my iPhone, all I got to do is ask my grandson.
That's right.
And he can tell me what
you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, John, we're going to go to your website before we get done and some books that you have to recommend. But right now, let's go to these questions that we have. And the first question is this. How does one remain forward focused in times like this, when a lot of people feel like they are going backwards?
Well, I think that you have to have a perspective that this creates a unique opportunity for you. And it's an opportunity maybe to do some things that you put off and that you may not have done before because you were too busy.
Oh, that's good.
And you know, I appreciate you. You told me a couple of the questions that you were going to ask me. So I went ahead and took some time and prayed about it and also made some notes so I may refer to those while we talk. But here's what came to me in light of that question in particular and probably some others. But first of all was the fact that what can you do now that you really couldn't do before? That because of the opportunity that you have, I mean, all of us, for example, we all have tons of distractions. Now, all of a sudden, we don't have as many distractions. And I really felt in my heart and in my spirit that there were opportunities that we put off that now we can actually do, whereas before other things seemed to crowd their way into it. And I'll just give you one example of something that I've done. And I signed a book contract earlier this last year to do 2 books with a great publisher. And amazingly, I'm not supposed to deliver the 2 manuscripts until April of 2021 and April of 2022.
Yeah.
So normally that would mean I'd be starting it about, let's say September of this year. But I thought this is an interesting opportunity. Because I'm sheltered at home. I'm not even talking to my own kids in person right now. I feel great. Now, we're not having any health issues at all, but this is the path that we've chosen to take. So I thought, man, there's got to be opportunities that each person has maybe put off that now this unique environment creates. And, you know, I think the thing about not being past-minded, it applies in this current circumstances and even before, even when things were just quote normal, there's opportunities that I think we put off that now I think we can address in this unique environment.
That is so rich, John. That is so perspective is huge, isn't it?
It really is. And, the perspective is first of all, an attitude of gratitude. I think there's nothing that keeps you more forward and focused than having a perspective of Thanksgiving and being grateful. You know, the Bible does say, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And, you know, like I've become my wife's dream. She's had a dream that she knew she'd never get. And her dream was to have an executive chef in the house. And I am that person. I've made every meal. I just made lunch. And she's loving it. She's like, man, I've got my dream. I'm being the executive chef. And, you know, I think just having a perspective of gratitude changes everything. You know, being thankful affects every area of your life. It just does.
So in this crisis, in this chaos, Linda's dreams are coming to pass.
Yes, they really are. And she would tell you that.
That's awesome.
And actually, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I'm pretty good for 5, 6, 7, or 8 days. I did have to do an inventory of what frozen goods we had today to figure it out. But, you know, it's the same way. I honestly believe in my heart, and I really want to say this for to everybody listening, that God has something for all of us to do in this situation that may not have occurred in any other environment in our entire lives. Boy. And we'll all agree that this is something that has never happened before and hopefully will never happen again. But what that says to me as a believer is that there's opportunities that may have never been before, or ideas or insights or revelation that are only going to happen maybe in the middle of this situation that we find ourselves in.
So good.
I believe that with all my heart. I wrote down, there's something that God wants to do through you that is unique to this time. And I almost can say that, like, I feel like that's a word for all of us.
You know, John,
all of us Christians, and especially that great family there at Church on the Rock, that there's something God wants us to do through us that's unique to this time. I'm getting some ideas that it's like, I'm like, now I'm having to try to figure out how I'm going to do them.
Yeah.
But I would have probably not thought of those had I not found myself in the current circumstance.
You know, John, I got a new book title.
Okay.
You're probably saying, we've been working on this for 30 years. Here's a book title. Don't let the storm steal your destiny.
Wow. Okay.
Don't
let
it's kind of like what you're talking about, being forward focused and not past minded. And you're so encouraging today. You're giving courage because it's so important. We don't want this storm to steal our destiny.
That's true.
Wow.
Or detour it or get it, take you to the wrong place.
Yeah.
But in a way, a storm, I suppose, if you have your sails up and turned properly. Now, I'm not a boat person, but I would imagine that you can actually get there maybe even quicker.
Isn't that powerful?
It's amazing. And we know what Jesus does with storms anyways.
Yeah. Wow.
He has that ability to calm them. So,
okay, John, let's go to the next one. In your book, Never Give Up, you have this quote, worry is a route that leads from somewhere to nowhere. Never let it direct your life. How do we make sure we're not letting worry direct our lives in a crisis like this?
Well, there's a sound business fundamental that's been around even before this crisis, and that is that you should never make any big decisions in a crisis, for sure. And I think that's very sound wisdom to think about today. And that could relate to your finances and certainly your family emotionally. But I think that's really, you know, a persistent truth, even on the other side of this whole thing. But, you know, we know that worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps you going, but you don't get anywhere, right? And it's the misuse of God's creative imagination.
Wow.
That he's given to every person. It's the misuse of it. And like a friend of mine said, don't tell me that worry doesn't do any good. I know better, that the things I worry about don't happen. And the truth is that's the case. And the good news is that God has given us the opposite of the worry. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind.
Wow.
And, you know, it's a route that leads from somewhere to nowhere. So we should never let it direct our lives. And, you know, decisions that are based on worry and fearful thoughts are just never lined up with what God's best is for every one of us. And so that's why I wrote that, you know, it just is, it just leads you down these paths. And I say, you know, fear wants you to run from something that isn't after you. And so much of the time that we're worrying about, even now, is not really after us, seriously. Mm-hmm. It just isn't. And 99% of the things that we worry about, psychologists tell us that they don't even happen. And there's things that we all lost sleep over, worried about a year ago, we can't remember today. Now, that doesn't diminish the reality of using wisdom in this current circumstance. I mean, you know, we're social distancing. We're trying to follow the guidance of what the health professionals and our leaders are telling us to do, using wisdom there. But the beauty of being a Christian is there's no distance in prayer. The beauty of our current situation is that you and I can talk right here and share with thousands of people. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that even for such a time as this, this would have been a different outcome maybe in the church world if this had happened 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It'd be much more difficult for all of us to really communicate. So again, I think there's opportunities that are there that we need to look for and take advantage of. I wrote another thing, if you don't mind. I don't know if it relates to this question or not, but I think we should take advantage of the solitude that's coming our way. Seriously. I mean, Jesus, he valued it. We know that before he started his earthly ministry, he went away. Now, he had to physically go away, and that was what he needed to do in that setting. But I think there's some advantage to solitude that rarely we get. Wow. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I wrote a little nugget years ago called Retreat to Advance. Mm-hmm. And I think that this opportunity in solitude is a great opportunity to advance, to get closer to God, to be able to hear him when there's so much other noise that's out there. And I just think there's an advantage and an opportunity in the solitude that we're finding ourselves. I mean, it's a little more quiet than we normally find ourselves in. And and maybe we can hear God's voice a little easier and a little clearer in this kind of situation. So I thought I'd share that.
That's
too.
That's so good. That's good, John. Now, John, you speak to a lot of, in the church world, major leaders, but also in the business realm, you speak to major leaders as well. So right now, you know, we got just a few minutes left. Right now, if you were talking to a small business owner that can't open their doors right now, if you're talking to somebody who's been laid off of their work right now, what would you tell them?
Oh, that's a good question, but not an easy one. And I don't want to, address it with just platitudes at all. But I do think from a practical standpoint, if you're the leader, that you have to go the extra mile if people are still connected with you to do some things that you could hold them accountable for while we're connected and disconnected at the same time, if that makes sense. For example, I'm going to make sure that my daughter, who works for me and kind of runs everything, is extra accountable for some things that she does for me.
So good.
Specifically, there's been a few things, and maybe the business folks have this situation. I know it's true for me. There's a few things that have been really important for me to do that I just haven't done. I put them off. And I know in one particular idea that my board has encouraged me on, I've been negligent about not doing it. I've just kind of put it off. And I always had a good reason to, of course. But now I'm thinking this is a great opportunity because of this disconnect to do that and hold our team accountable. I think it gives staff people security in their hearts to know that they are doing something of value and that you're watching them and also making sure that they're accomplishing it. So it achieves that connection. I even put this down, and I think it relates to this. I wrote down, think about regrets you've had. And now, because of this environment, there may be, like I'm saying, regrets of things that you didn't do. Now, because of this environment, you can address them head on, and because you may have more freedom to do so. So I'm also looking at a few new ideas, some ideas I should have done, and trying to hold people accountable. And I think in all cases, as transparent as you can, and as transparent as wisdom would say, to communicate with people what's going on. And
yes,
for those that are believers, to say, right, this is what you can join with me, and this is what I'm praying about. You know, specifically, I'm praying about these things. I have these ideas or whatever. So that's
awesome.
Something I hope that would be practical help to business people.
Thank you, John. Now, John, if somebody wants to contact you, how do they contact you?
Our website is freshword, freshword.com. And our office number is 918-493-1718. And, you know, Pastor, we write books, and I've had the privilege of ministering, and was just with you all not too long ago, less than a month ago now.
Yeah.
Amazing. But we also help authors. And that's one thing that I would encourage. I think for some people, this is an incredible opportunity to write your book. And so we have different things we can do to help authors and with
awesome.
Publishing and writing and things like that. So feel free to reach out to us. Thank you.
We'll put that on the bottom of the screen, John.
Yeah.
Then one of your books, we're all into giving people resources. What's one of your books that you'd recommend for people to get right now?
Well, I would recommend my latest book, which is called Genuine Imitation, which is really the intent of that book was to speak to hope. And it's a real hope-filled book. It's a little different in that I have a lot of my own personal testimonies in there. And it's still kind of, still encouraging. It's still positive. Some parts are fairly humorous. But the anointing or the focus of the book, what I felt like the purpose was to speak and inject hope in people's lives. And
Wow. And
actually, Pastor, I'm considering doing something pretty aggressive about getting that book out and making it available to people too. So
awesome.
If I might also add, because a great way to contact us is just to say contact@freshword.com too.
Okay.
Through emails. We're pretty good. We're really good about responding to emails.
Wow.
So, but anything, anything that we can do to help anybody at Church on the Rock,
I mean,
it would obviously be an honor to do so. Well, in any way, prayer requests, whatever you have.
John, thank you so much. And before we go off the air, could you pray for business leaders and right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Okay.
Father, we give you thanks in the middle of all of this, because we know that in everything we give thanks. And Lord, we don't have to understand everything. We just have to know that we can trust in you. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. That applies to us as individuals, and as leaders, and as business owners also, you'll never leave or forsake us in the calling that you've put before all of us that find ourselves in business in one way or another. God, we ask for your wisdom like never before, and we know that you'll give it to us liberally and upbraideth not. So we take it all, God. We need every ounce of wisdom. God, I ask for discernment. I ask for strength to say no, and the faith to say yes,
yes
over every business person today that's listening to this.
Wow.
God, we know there's souls attached to the gifts and callings that you've put inside of every one of us. And even business people, I pray that you will realize that now you are in ministry like never before. And Father, I pray that the souls that are attached to these business, however you've connected them, that they will come to know you, that they will find healing, they'll find deliverance,
yes,
they'll find freedom, and most importantly, a relationship with you above all things.
Yes.
God, I ask for your supernatural provision, that you would meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we know that above all things, you desire that we be in health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Pastor.
Good to see you. Give Linda a
Look
hug.
Look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you in person.
Okay. God bless.
Okay. God bless
you. Thank you for tonight joining us. And I just want to say, if you know of anybody who needs hope, a business leader, somebody laid off from their work, you know, share this with them. I encourage you to do that. It can make a difference in their life. And I just want you to know that I love you and I miss you. Until next time, don't forget, God is for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.